Chapter 9. Aladdin in Chains. The next morning, the Sultan looked out of his bedroom window. He did this every morning because he liked to look at his daughter's wonderful palace. But this morning, the wonderful palace wasn't there. The Sultan rubbed his eyes and looked again. But there was just an empty space. He began to cry. Where was the palace? Where was his beautiful daughter? Then the Sultan called the vizier. The vizier was surprised to see the Sultan crying. What is wrong, Your Majesty? He asked.
You are a clever man, the Sultan said. Look out of this window and tell me where Aladdin's palace is.
The vizier looked out of the window. He was very shocked. Your Majesty, he said.
The palace is not there. I don't know where it is. I told you that the palace was built by magic.
Oh, why didn't I believe you? Cried the Sultan. Where is my beautiful daughter? Where is that terrible Aladdin?
He's hunting in the forest with his friends, Your Majesty, the vizier replied.
Bring him to me, the Sultan shouted.
Aladdin was hunting rabbits in the forest when he suddenly saw a large group of the Sultan's soldiers. They ran up to him and took hold of his arms.
I'm sorry, sir, said one of the soldiers, but the Sultan has ordered us to arrest you and take you to his palace. We must do as he says.
But why? Asked Aladdin. Tell me what is wrong.
I don't know, sir, replied the soldier.
The soldiers put chains around Aladdin's hands and feet, and they took him to the Sultan's palace. The people of the town were standing outside the gates. The Sultan went out to speak to the people.
My soldiers will kill Aladdin at noon today, the Sultan shouted.
But the people of the town didn't understand. They didn't want the Sultan's soldiers to kill Aladdin. They liked Aladdin more than they liked the Sultan.
Don't kill Aladdin, shouted one man, or we will attack your palace.
The Sultan turned to the vizier.
What do you think about that? He asked.
The people of the town are very angry, Your Majesty, said the vizier. Don't kill Aladdin.
The Sultan was furious, but he knew the vizier was right.
Tell the gods to let Aladdin go free, he said.
Aladdin went to see the Sultan straight away.
Thank you for letting me go free, Your Majesty, he said. But please, tell me what is wrong.
Look, cried the Sultan. Come and look out of my window.
Aladdin looked out of the window. His palace wasn't there.
Where is your palace?
And where is the princess?
The angry Sultan asked.
I don't know, Your Majesty. I wasn't here yesterday, Aladdin replied. He was very confused.
Go and find my daughter, shouted the Sultan. If you do not bring her back in 40 days, I will kill you.
Aladdin missed his wife and was very afraid for her. But he didn't know how to find the princess. He couldn't find the magic lamp. He couldn't ask the genie of the lamp for help. So Aladdin set off across the desert, but he did not know where to look. One evening he came to a river. He was tired and thirsty, so he knelt down by the river and drank. Then he washed his dirty hands. As he washed his hands, he rubbed the magic ring which he had put on his finger. There was a flash and a puff of blue smoke. Suddenly, the genie of the ring appeared. He smiled and bowed.
What do you want me to do, master?
The genie asked. Aladdin was very happy to see the genie.
Bring back my palace and bring back my wife, he cried.
But the genie said,
I can't do that, master. The genie of the lamp took the palace away and only the genie of the lamp can bring it back. But I don't have the lamp. You must help me. Can you take me to my palace? Aladdin asked.
Yes, master, said the genie of the ring. There was another flash and another big puff of blue smoke. Suddenly, Aladdin was standing outside his palace.
It's the middle of the night, he thought. My wife will be asleep. I won't wake her. I will wait outside her window.
So Aladdin lay down under a tree and went to sleep. The next morning, a servant opened the princess's window.
Your Highness, she cried, your husband Aladdin is here. He's outside your window. He's sleeping under a tree.
The princess jumped out of bed and ran to the window.
Aladdin, she cried, you have found me at last. My servant will come down and open the secret door.
Aladdin was very happy to see his wife again.
Tell me what happened, he said. It's the work of the wicked wizard, the princess replied. He told me everything. He pretended to be a lamp seller, and he came to the palace with a basket full of new lamps. He called, new lamps for old, new lamps for old. My servant took the old lamp from your room and changed it for a shiny new one. The old lamp was magic, but we didn't know that. The wizard rubbed the magic lamp and called the genie, the princess went on. He told the genie to take me and our palace to a faraway land. Now he wants to marry me. He thinks you are dead. He thinks my father killed you. He says that you are only the son of a poor tailor. He says that he was the one who gave you the magic lamp. But I don't believe him, Aladdin, she said. I am married to you, and I am very happy to see you alive and well.
Where is the lamp now? Asked Aladdin.
The wizard keeps it in his coat all the time, the princess replied.
Aladdin smiled. Listen to me, he said. I have got a plan. I'm going to leave the palace now. When I come back, I will be in different clothes. Tell your servant to open the door. I will make that wicked wizard go away, and we will all be happy again.